Good evening.
各位晚安.
I thank the Lord for the privilege of being able to share God's word with you tonight.
我感谢主让我今天晚上有机会在这里跟你们分享福音.
Tonight's message is titled God Understands.
今天晚上我的主题是神了解你.
And as the words of the song said that we just sang, Amazing love, how can it be that thou, my God, shouldst die for me?
就像我们刚才诗歌所唱的，就是惊人的大爱，何能如此？我的神竟为我死。
I pray that the Lord would help us to see that tonight.
我祷告，愿神使我们今天晚上能看见这个。
In Job chapter 5 verse 7, it says, Yet man is born to trouble, as surely as sparks fly upward.
在约伯记第五章里面，他讲到说，第七节，约伯记五章第七节那里说，人生在世必遇患难，如同火星飞腾。
In this life, we will have troubles, we will have difficulties.
在这个人生中，我们必定会遇见困难，会遇见麻烦。
And often when that happens, the thought is, Does anyone understand? Does anyone care about what I'm going through?
那当这事发生的时候，我们最想知道的是，是否有人关切，是否有人了解。
God understands.
神了解你。
And God cares.
神关爱你。
And I pray that what I share with you tonight will help you to see that.
当我们今天在这里交通的时候，我祷告，求主让你看见这个。
Most people will agree that the greatest human need in this world is to need to feel that you are loved.
我想大部分的人都同意, 今天人生最大的需要, 乃是能够感觉到有人爱你。
From the moment that a baby is born, it already craves the love and attention from his parents.
就当一个婴孩出生的时候, 他已经是多么的渴望父母亲的爱和关爱, 关怀。
But because of all the unfaithfulness in this world, In the minds of people today, true love is something that is seemingly impossible to find.
但是因着这个世界充满了不信实，所以许多人的想法呢，就是真实的爱是不可能得着的。
Much less an unfailing love, a love that never changes, that never ends.
有一个爱是永不止息的爱，是永不改变的爱。
The fact is that there is no human relationship which can provide an unfailing love.
但事实上，没有一个人他能够给你一个永不止息的爱，永不改变的爱。
Because an unfailing love requires that the source of the love be perfectly unchanging.
因为一个永不止息的爱，它第一个条件就是这个爱必须是不会改变的。Never
being forgetful of you.
也永远不会忘怀你的。
Perfectly unselfish towards you.
是完全的对你是无私的。
Perfectly faithful towards you.
而且对你是完全的信实的。
And an unfailing love is impossible with humans because human beings are so changeable, so self-centered, and so imperfect.
但是这不仔细的爱对人是不可能的，因为我们人是这么容易改变，我们人是这么不完全，而且我们是这么不忠实。
Deep down, we want to be loved with an unfailing love.
所以在我们内心的深处是何等的渴望，有这样的一个不改不止息的爱来爱我们。
The Bible tells us that in Proverbs 19:22, where it says, "What a man desires is unfailing love."
在箴言22章那里说，人心最渴望的乃是那不止息的爱。
But we can never find that love in a relationship with another human being.
可是我们却没有办法在人际关系中去发现这样一个爱。
But only in a relationship with God through Jesus Christ.
唯有来到神的面前，借着耶稣基督，你就可以得着这个。
And I want to first share with you tonight about God's unfailing love towards us.
所以今天晚上我要跟大家交通的，乃是神向着我们永不止息的爱。
And I want to use a story we see in the Bible as an example of that.
那我要用圣经中的一个故事来跟你们大家做说明。
And this is a book in the Bible called Hosea.
那就是在圣经旧约何西亚书里所说的。
And in the book of Hosea, we see the relationship of God with a group of people that is called the Israelites.
那么在这卷书里边，我们看见神和一群人，他们就叫做以色列人，他们之间的关系。
And as we see this relationship of God with these people called the Israelites, we get a picture in miniature of how God deals with the world and his heart towards the world of people.
当借着何西阿书神来描述他与以色列人之间的关系的时候，我们就看见神与整个世界人类一个爱的缩影。
Hosea was a prophet.
何西阿是一位先知。
And Hosea had a wife who was totally unfaithful to him.
那何西阿有一个妻子对他完全的不忠。
Who rejected him and was totally unresponsive to his love.
他拒绝何西阿的爱，完全没有回应他的爱。
And Hosea's life became a live show to the people of Israel of what they had been doing to the God who continued to love them with an unfailing love.
何西阿先知一生的故事就是要让人看见以色列人他向着那位爱他们的神是何等的不忠贞。
And as you read the book of Hosea, you begin to get a glimpse of the heart of God and his love for people.
当你来看何西阿书的时候，你就可以瞥见了神对他子民的爱。
You get a glimpse of the pain that he feels when those people do not respond to his love.
也看见他心中那处的伤痛，当他这些所爱的人对他没有反应的时候。
What if Hosea was your brother?
如果何西亚是你的兄弟的话，你会怎么想？
What would you say to him?
你会跟他怎么说？
Many would suggest, dump that lousy tramp.
我们可能会向他说，就把那个便宜货丢了吧。
She's not worth the aggravation.
他根本不值得你这样全心的爱他。
But people don't realize that to say that would be suggesting to God to get rid of us as well.
可是当人这样说的时候，其实就是向神说，你就把世人都给忘了吧。
Because you see, dear friends, we are that lousy tramp.
所以朋友们，我们要看见我们就是那个便宜货。
That lousy tramp represents each one of us.
那便宜货就是指的我们每一位人。
And fortunately, God's love for us is deep enough.
那感谢神，还好他对我们的爱是这么样的深
and unfailing enough,
而他永不会窒息
that he does not just dump us.
所以他也不会把我们丢弃。
God created man to have a relationship with him.
神他之所以创造人，就是要人与他有关系
to love him,
来爱他
and to experience his love.
爱来经历他的爱。
But we have all sinned against him.
可是我们却犯罪得罪他。
We have broken his laws.
我们破坏了他的律法
and our sins have separated us from God.
我们的罪就把我们与神隔离了。
The Bible says, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
所以圣经说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
We see that God is not only a God of love, but he's also a holy God.
我们看见神不仅是一位爱的神，他也是一位圣洁的神。
Whose standard is perfection.
他的标准就是完全。
And we have all fall short of that perfection.
在这个完全的标准之前，我们每个人都亏缺了。
And it is perfection that is required before we can be acceptable before this holy God.
就是这个完全要求我们能够变成那样，才能为神所接纳。
You know, many people say, I don't think I'm really that bad because I'm better than the average person or at least as good.
可是大部分人都会这样想，我不是那么坏，我至少呢，这个比平均值还要高一些。
In the future, if there is a heaven, I should be good enough to get in.
那么我们会觉得说，若是有天堂，那我应该够资格可以进入。
But the problem is that we set our own standard.
那问题是，我们是自己设立标准。
When it comes to deciding whether or not we are good.
那当我们要决定说我是不是一个好人的时候。
But God uses a different standard.
但是神却用另外一个标准。
And one of the standards he uses is the Ten Commandments.
那么他有一个标准，那就是十诫。
And we have all failed that standard.
而在这个标准之前，所有的人都失败了。
Have you ever told a lie?
你曾经说过谎吗？
How many lies do you have to tell before you're a liar?
你要说过多少次的谎才是一个说谎者？
Have you ever stolen anything, whether from the government or the office or from your parents or whatever?
你曾不曾偷过东西？无论是从政府、从你父母或者从你的办公室。
How many things do you have to steal before you're a thief?
你要偷多少东西？多少次你才算是个贼呢？
Don't compare yourself with robbers.
那不要拿我们自己来跟强盗比较。
The commandment says, "Thou shalt not steal."
十诫里面有一条说，不可偷盗。
The commandment, there is a commandment that also says, "Thou shalt not commit adultery."
那么另外有一条诫命说，不可奸淫。
You may say, "I've never done that."
你可能会说，我从没有犯过这个罪。
But have you ever looked in lust at the opposite sex?
但是问题是，你曾不曾看过一个异性心里面起了淫念呢？
Jesus says, Jesus when he was on this earth said, if you even look upon a woman with lust, you have already committed adultery with her in your heart.
当主耶稣在世的时候，他曾说，若一个人看见一个女人就动了淫念，他的心里面已经是符合他犯了奸淫了。
You see, God's standards are very different from ours.
你看神的标准跟我们是非常的不同。
One of the commandments says, "Thou shalt not murder."
另外有一条诫命说不可杀人。
I showed this commandment to one of the people recently that I was talking to.
我把这个跟我最近谈的一个朋友说了。
And he says, "Oh, that doesn't apply to me."
那他就说这个呢不适用我在我身上。
I said.Who does that apply to? He says, oh, that applies to the terrorists, the serial killers in this world.
那问他说，那么应可以用在谁身上呢？他说，哇，就是那个恐怖分子，那个连续杀人的。
And I asked him, by whose standard is that?
那我就问他说，那这是谁的标准呢？
Because the Bible says, God said, if you even hate someone, you have already murdered him in your heart.
但是神却说，若是你心里面恨人，你就是已经杀人了。
Have you ever disobeyed your parents?
你曾经不顺服你的父母过吗？
How many times do you have to do that before you break the commandment, honor your father and mother?
那么你要多少次的不顺服你的父母亲才会触犯了律法里面有一条说当孝敬父母。
How many times have you ever used God's name in a way that it should not, that it was not meant to be used?
那么我们是否曾经来妄用妄称耶和华的名呢？
A commandment says, "Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord your God in vain."
有一条诫命说，不可妄称耶和华你神的名。
You see, dear friends, because God is holy, God works with a different standard.
亲爱的朋友们，因为神是圣洁的，所以神所用的标准也是很高的。
It's a standard that's perfection.
那就是一个完全的标准。
People say, you know, I believe that because God is good, He'll overlook my sins.
那么有的人会这么想，他说因为神是善良的，所以呢我想他会忽略我的罪。
But try that in a court of law after committing a crime.
但是你把这个你去试试看，在法庭里面当我们犯了罪的时候，
The judge tells you all the evidence is here and you're guilty.
那么法官说所有的证据都在这里，那么你是有罪的。
Do you have anything to say before I sentence you?
那么他就问说，在我判决你之前，你有什么话要说吗？
And you were to tell the judge, you know, I believe that you'll let me go because you're a good judge.
你跟法官说，哎，你一定会放过我的，因为你是看起来非常善良的法官。
And that judge will say to you, you know, you're right, I am a good judge.
那么法官会跟你说，你是对的，我是一个好法官。
And because I'm good, I'm also fair.
因为我是一个好法官，所以我很公正。
I'm also just, and I'm going to see that justice is done.
我是很公义的，我要看见正义得着伸张。
That your sins are punished.
你的罪应当得着惩罚。
The very things that people hope will save them on the day of judgment, which is the goodness of God, will be the very thing that condemns them.
世人所认为在审判的那一天他可以得着赦免的那个原因，也正是我们被定罪的原因。
We have nothing that we can argue with before God.
没有任何的理由我们可以在神的面前与他来辩驳。
Because we'll be trying to argue our imperfection between someone whose standard is perfection. So it's sinners like you and me that God needs to deal with.
就是像你我这样的罪人, 神需要来对待我们。
On one hand, he loves.
一面来说他爱我们。
But on the other hand, he cannot leave our sins unpunished. He cannot just sweep them under the rug and pretend like they never happened.
那另一面,他却不能够忽略了我们的罪,而不给予惩罚。
Because he is just.
因为他是公义的。
You know, in our society, some people have the view that in order to deal with the problems of society and to get people to listen and to respond, then you need to just play it cool.
在我们的社会里头,有人有这种想法,就是为了叫人能够听我们的话,能够对我们的建议有所反应,那么您应当呢,对他们呢,非常的冷静。
Once people suffer the consequences of their wrongdoings and make enough mistakes, then they'll respond to you.
在他们受过许多的苦,他们有过各种的难处之后,那么他们就会听你的话了。
There are also others that say, no, you gotta play it tough.
但是有些人呢,他说不,我们应该来严厉地对付他们。Give
harsh penalties and punishments for laws that are broken, and this will be a way to get people to respond.
他们说,应当对那些犯了法律的人呢,都给他严厉地惩罚。There
are still others that say, no, you have to play it tenderly.
但是有些人又这样说,不,我们应该呢,非常温和地来对待他们。Show
them compassion and love, and eventually they'll respond to you.
要对这些犯罪的人呢,表现我们的同情,还有我们的爱,那么最后他就会听你的话。But
realistically, in society, we see that none of the three methods just by themselves actually work out.
但是在我们的社会里,在事实上,必须是三者一起使用,才能够产生果效。To
have a positive response, there needs to be a proper mix of the three.
就是为了要有真正的果效,三者都要一起使用。
And in the book of Hosea, and in God's dealings with us, we see that God plays it cool, he plays it tough, and he plays it tenderly.
所以在何西阿书里面,我们看见神与以色列人,他就是这样,他一面很冷静地来对待他们,可是一方面他用严厉的手段对付他们,然后呢,他用温和的方式来对待他们。He
plays it cool.
他冷静地处理。
Sometimes allowing us to go through suffering in life as a consequence of our sins.
有时候他容许我们在生活中去犯罪,然后去接受罪所带来的一个痛苦。
He allows us to experience the realities of life itself in this fallen, broken world so that we might come to Him and have Him fix our lives.
他就容许我们在这个堕落的破碎的世界里面来经历过我们的痛苦失败。
Pain and suffering has been called by C.S. Lewis as God's megaphone to rouse a deaf world.
痛苦和受苦乃是神向这个已经耳聋的世界所使用的一个大的扩音器。
Many people don't even think about God until they begin undergoing difficulties in life.
很多人在他们没有经历过痛苦以前,根本就不会想到神的。As
a case in point, after 9/11,
就好像举个例来说,在911之后,
many churches in the nation were packed.
许多在美国的教会都挤满了人群。As
people were feeling so helpless and vulnerable.
许多人,他们感觉到非常的无助。 他们感觉到自己非常的脆弱。But
slowly the people left the churches as the self-sufficiency and the self-confidence returned.
可是当他们逐渐地感觉到自足自信的时候,他们又离开了教会。Until
the next reminder of their vulnerability would drive them into the churches again.
就要等到下一个事件的来临,再提醒他们应当再回到神的面前。Reminders
perhaps as Hurricanes Katrina and Rita.
就像我们刚刚发生过的飓风,Katrina和Rita.
Reminders of the fragileness of human life.
这提醒我们人是何等的脆弱。
The temporalness of things. The temporariness of things.
这世界的事情是何等的短暂。
And that we are not really in control.
我们都没有办法来控制它。
God also plays it tough.
神也用严厉的手段来对付。
In no uncertain terms, he has told us the outcome of our sins, if our sins are not dealt with.
他告诉我们罪应当得着何等的这个结局是毫不这个含糊的。
He tells us in Romans 6:23, the penalty of sin is death.
在罗马书六章二十三节他说罪的工价乃是死。
He says, be sure that your sins will find you out.
他说你的罪必定要追上你。
There will be a future day of accounting for what you have done while you are on this earth.
在将来的某一天，就把我们所一生所行的都要做一个总结，有一个审判。
The Bible tells us that man is destined to die once, and after that, to face judgment.
圣经告诉我们说，按着定命，人人都有一死。
If your
sin, 死后且有审判。
If your sins have not been forgiven,
如果你的罪没有得到赦免，
the result will be justice and punishment.
那么结果我们就要遇见公义的审判和刑罚。
By eternal suffering in a place that the Bible calls hell.
在圣经中告诉我们，永远受刑的地方就是地狱。
You know, in our society, you commit a crime, you're punished for that crime, right?
啊，在我们的社会里面，如果我们犯了罪，那我们应当为着这个罪受刑罚。
And the severity of the punishment is dependent upon the seriousness of the crime that is committed.
啊，这个审判它的标准呢是根据这个刑法，它这个犯罪呢是严重的程度。
All the way up to the point where you commit a capital crime, a capital offense, you receive a capital punishment.
如果我们犯了最严重的罪，也会得到最严厉的惩罚。
With God, because He is so holy, every sin is worthy of the capital punishment.
因为神是这样的圣洁，所以任何一个罪都足以让我们得到最严厉的惩罚。
It will never be love at the expense of His holiness and justice.
我们神不可能用他的公义和圣洁做代价来爱我们。
That is why, dear friends, before you can be acceptable in His presence, your sins must be forgiven.
所以朋友们，因为这个缘故。我们的罪必须先得到赦免，我们才可能得到他的悦纳。
Some people ask, how can a loving God send people to a place as cruel and horrible as hell?
有人这样说，这位良善的神怎么有可能把人往那个可怕的地狱里面送呢？
But they forget to ask the question, how can a holy God allow any sin in His presence?
但是我们忘了问一个问题。就是这位圣洁的神怎么能容许在他的同在中有任何的罪的存在呢？
He cannot do that.
他不可能这样做。
So God plays it cool.
所以神他一面很冷静地来处理他。
He plays it tough.
他也用严厉的手段来对付罪。
But God also plays it tenderly.
而神更是用一个温和的方式来对待我们。
You know, man is always looking for a way to seek after God and to try to get to God by doing good works.
人一般都是用好行为来得神的喜悦来追求神。
In all the other religions, it's man trying to do good works to try to get to God or try to find God.
在许多的宗教里面，人总是用善行他们来寻找神，来达到神。
But with Christianity, it is God coming down to this earth to find man and to bring him back to himself.
可是在基督教里面却是神来到人间，他来寻找我们，然后把我们带回到他面前。
Christianity is not about what I can do to get to God.
基督教不是说我应当做什么才能够达到神那里。
But about what God has done to bring you back to himself.
而是要问说，神究竟为我做了什么，使我可以回到他那边去。
Christianity is all about a relationship with the God who loves you.
所以基督教所谈的乃是我们与神之间的那个关系。
And God's unfailing love was so great that He sent His only Son to enter into the world that He had created.
神那永不止息的爱就是这样的伟大，所以他把他的儿子，独生的儿子就送到地上来。
To live among a people that He had created.
活在人的中间
to seek after them
是来寻找我们。
People who despised him.
寻找那些轻视他的。
Who rejected him and who had no love for him.
拒绝他的，也不爱他的。
He has shown us his unfailing love.
他已经向我们展示了他永不止息的大爱。
He has played it tenderly in the sacrifice of his only son.
所以当他儿子牺牲的时候，神就是把他最温柔的对我们的方式表现出来。
I'd just like to read to you from John chapter 3 verse 16.
我要来把约翰福音11章
3章16节。
3章16节。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son that whoever believes in him shall not perish.But have eternal life.
约翰福音三章十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
Our sins were placed upon Jesus on that cross. Jesus is God in the flesh.
当主耶稣这位神道成肉身的这一位，把我们的所有人罪都背负在他身上的时候。
Jesus not only took our sins upon himself on the cross,
他不仅在十字架上背负了我们众人的罪,
but he suffered the punishment that we should have received.
他也为了这个刑罚而受苦, 而这正是我们自己该受的。
God in his holiness cannot leave sin unpunished.
神因为他的圣洁, 所以不可能让罪没有得到任何的惩罚。
But in his love, he gave his son.To take the punishment for us.
但是在他的爱中，他却让他的儿子替我们来受刑罚。
And the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross applies to all who will believe in him.
而耶稣基督他的牺牲就能够应用在所有愿意相信他、接受他的人身上。
If you receive Jesus Christ into your life as your Savior and Lord,
如果你接受耶稣基督进入你的生命中，来成为你的救主，成为你的主。
Then his death on the cross directly applies to you.
那么他在十字架上的死就能够应用到你的身上。
The Bible says the penalty of sin is death.
所以圣经告诉我们说，罪的工价乃是死。
But the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord.
唯有神的恩赐在我们的主耶稣基督里乃是永生。
The Bible also tells us that Jesus died on the cross but he rose from the dead on the third day.
圣经也告诉我们说主耶稣不仅是死在十字架上而且他第三天复活了。
Proving his power and his deity.
这复活就证明了他的大能以及他的神性。
And he is now at the right hand the Bible tells us of the He is now at the right hand, sitting at the right hand of God the Father.
他圣经也告诉我们说，如今主耶稣就坐在神宝座的右边。
Still willing to hear us and with the power to save us from our sins.
他仍然喜欢听我们的声音，并且他有能力来救赎我们。
Not only did he bear our sins,
他不仅背负了我们的罪。
But God came down to earth and went through what he did, not so that he could better understand what we go through, because being God, he already understood that.
而且他亲自道成肉身，经过这人生以后，他能够了解我们所经过的一切。
But so that we can know, we can be certain that he understands what we are going through. He understands everything about us.
他是神，他本来就了解我们。那他用这个道成肉身在人生走过以后，让我们能够确信他真的了解我们。
And that he cares for us.
而且他也关怀我们。
The Bible tells us that Jesus experienced loneliness while he was on this earth.
圣经告诉我们说，主耶稣在地上的时候，他经历过孤单。
He experienced rejection. He was despised and rejected by men.
他也经历过人的拒绝，人对他的轻视。
He was ridiculed, he was made fun of.
他被嘲弄，他被人戏弄。
He experienced poverty.
他也经历过贫穷。
Jesus said, "The foxes have holes, the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man does not have a place to lay his head."
他说，狐狸有洞，天空的飞鸟有窝，人子却没有枕头的地方。
He experienced suffering. Even things that we probably will never experience, persecution and death on a cross. This is God incarnate coming down to do all this for us. God in the flesh. You know, many images in our world are seen as a reflection or an expression of love.
在我们这个世界里面有许多的形象用来反映或者表示爱。
These images are usually very pleasant and very beautiful.
这些形象一般都是令人喜欢或者是非常美丽的。
An image of a boy giving flowers to a girl.
是那个一个男孩把花送给一个女孩的那个形象。
A husband giving a special gift to his wife.
一个丈夫把一个很特别的礼物送给他妻子的一个形象。
A mother cuddling her child.
或是一个母亲在抚爱拥抱她的孩子那个形象。
But imagine this image.
但是你来想想这么样一幅图画。
The image of a man hanging on a cross, surrounded by people making fun of him.
这个图画就是有一个人他被挂在十字架上，周围所站的都是嘲弄他的人。
His back ripped apart by a cruel beating.
而因着一个非常残酷的打击，他的背裂开了。
His beard ripped out of his face.
他的胡须被拔走。
A crown of thorns shoved down on his head.
荆棘的冠冕被挤压进他的头上。
Thick spikes driven into his wrists and his feet.
一个很粗的钉子钉过他的手腕，钉过他的脚板。
Gasping and fighting for each breath of air as he must push himself up each time against the pain of the nails in order to breathe.
在十字架上，他每一个呼吸都是要用力提升，挣扎着吸那一口气。
The image of a man suffering a criminal's death when he had never sinned.
这幅图画就是有个人，他从来没有犯罪，但是他却像罪犯一样的接受所有这些惩罚。
It's not a pleasant image to behold.
这个并不是一个让人看起来很愉快的一个图画。
It's even repulsive.
它甚至是令人讨厌的。
And yet many people in this world do not realize that that image that took place 2,000 years ago on the cross is actually the most beautiful and most accurate reflection of love, of true love, that is known in this world.
很少人在这个世界能够想象，刚才我们所说这幅令人厌恶的图画，却正是神在那里把他的真爱向着那些拒绝他的人表现出来的。
Because this timeless image reflects the sacrificial love of God for mankind.
这个不受时间限制的爱，那个图像就是神向我们这些人所展示的永不止息的大爱。
For sinners such as you and me.
就是为像你像我这样的罪人。
The topic tonight, or the title tonight, is God Understands.
今天晚上我们的主题是神了解你。
And dear friends, you need to first understand that your greatest need is to have your sins forgiven.
亲爱的朋友们，你最需要知道的乃是你的罪需要先得到神的赦免。
And because God loves you,
因为神爱你，
He has provided the way for that to happen.
他已经为我们开了这条路。
You also need to realize that he understands and cares about whatever you go through in this life.
而且你也需要知道，无论你今生经历过什么，神都能了解你。
And he himself has gone through much more than any of us here will ever go through.
今天我们的神已经经历过我们任何人已经经过的或者可能经过的。
He is the suffering savior.
他是受苦的救主。
In the Bible, there is an account of a person who is called Lazarus.
在圣经里面有这么一个记载，就是有一个人叫做拉撒路。
This is a person that had died and whom Jesus would later raise from the dead.
这个人就是曾经死了，后来主耶稣把他从死里复活。
And as Jesus came to the gravesite, there were people who were crying for this person who had died, for Lazarus.
当主耶稣来到拉撒路的坟墓的时候，有许多人正在为着拉撒路哭泣。
And when Jesus saw these people crying for Lazarus,
当主耶稣看见这些人为着拉撒路哭的时候，
the Bible tells us that he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled.
圣经告诉我们说，主耶稣就心里悲叹，又甚忧愁。
And a verse that follows is Jesus' response to the situation around him.
那么接着的一节经文就是主耶稣对这个景象的一个反应。
It's one of the shortest verses in the Bible, just two words.
这是圣经中最短的一节圣经。
But one of the most amazing and most profound.
可是却是最让我人惊奇也是最深奥的。
It is the words Jesus wept.
那就是说耶稣哭了。
Jesus wept.
耶稣哭了。
God wept.
神哭了。
Why did he weep?
他为什么哭泣？
He wept because he had compassion upon those who were hurting.
他哭泣因为他对受苦的人群心中充满了同情。
Because he felt their pain, their sorrow, their hurts.
因为他看见这些人心中的痛苦，他们所受的伤害。
It's amazing that God would care about the troubles of human beings, but he does.
神他为人所经历的痛苦、烦恼，这样的关怀、这样的爱护，实在令人惊叹。
There are the words of a song that say, Who am I that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name?Would care to feel my hurt.
有一首诗里面有一句话这样说，我是什么人？我们的主，这全地的主，他竟然认识我的名字，竟然关爱我，他竟然能够感觉我的苦痛。
Jesus also wept because he was deeply grieved at the tragedy and the consequences of sin that had entered into the world.
主耶稣之所以哭泣，也是因为罪进入世界以后，看见悲剧，看见所有一切罪的后果，所罪对人造成的伤害。
Bringing with it pain and suffering and death in the creation that he loved.
罪把痛苦、把灾难、把死亡带进了他所创造，也是他所爱的世界。
You know, if you think about it, if even just the Ten Commandments were being kept in this world,
那我们想一想，若是在这个世界中，就是十诫能够为人所遵守，
it would be a world that would have significantly less pain and suffering.
那我们就会有一个少了许多的痛苦和灾害的世界。
You know, a lot of suffering in this world is a result of human irresponsibility.
因为许多人今天的受苦是因为有些人他们的不负责任。
People having the freedom to choose and choosing what is wrong.
人有权来选择，但是他们有时候选择错误。
Hurting themselves and hurting others.
这样他们就伤害了自己，也伤害了别人。
And with some of the unexplained suffering that is present in this world.
在许多这个世界所无法解释的痛苦。
It is because we live in a fallen world.
那是因为我们活在一个堕落的世界中。
A world that has already began to be under God's judgment.
这个世界已经是落在神的审判之中。
The Bible says that God created a perfect world.
圣经告诉我们说，神原来创造的是一个完美的世界。
But man chose to disobey God and sin entered into the world.
但是人却选择来背叛神，以至于罪就进入到世界。
And with that sin that entered, it brought pain and suffering and death.
因为这个罪的进入，就把痛苦、把各样的苦难都带到人间。
Romans chapter 5 verse 12 says, Therefore, just as sin entered the world through one man, and death through sin, and in this way, death and pain and suffering came to all men, because all sinned.
在罗马书五章十二节这样说，这就如罪是从一人入了世界，死又是从罪来的，于是死就临到众人，因为众人都犯了罪。
But dear friends, God in His love has provided a solution for that separation from God, and that comes through faith in Jesus Christ.
但是亲爱的朋友们，神已经为我们预备了一个得救的道路，就是借着他的儿子耶稣基督的救赎。
And even after you receive Jesus into your life, you may still go through difficulties in this life. You will still go through difficulties in this life.
在你接受了耶稣基督为主之后，也可能在你人生中还有遇见的一些的痛苦。
But we are assured that He will help us through them.
但是我们却有确信，他一定会帮助我们能够走过去。
And in the life to come, we will be in heaven with God forever because our sins have been forgiven.
在来世的时候，我们确信我们一定会永远的跟神在天堂里面同住，因为我们的罪已经得着赦免。
Dear friends, Jesus can still help us today.
亲爱的朋友们，耶稣今天还是能够帮助我们。
I knew a man who was a 52-year-old bank vice president.
我认识一个人，他52岁，是一个什么 president?
Bank vice president.
他是银行的一个副总裁。
All his mind was on trying to obtain and to live the American dream.
在他的整个人思想和他的计划里面，就是要活出那个美国梦。
And he was getting it.
他也夺走了。
And then one day, he went to see the doctor, and he was diagnosed out of the blue with fourth stage lung cancer.
但是有一天他去看医生的时候，却诊断出来他已经 得了最末期的肺癌。
He had never smoked in his life.
他一生从未抽过烟。
And before he received the news, he had despised Christians, he had despised God. He had no need for God.
在他得到这个消息之前，他是非常的轻视神，他非常拒绝神，他也认为他都不需要神。
But after he heard the news of his situation, he began to turn to God and began to seek.
但是当他听见这个消息的时候，他的心就转向神，他开始去寻求神。
And in this period of seeking, he came to see his need for Jesus.
但在这个寻求的过程里面，他就开始发现他对耶稣基督的需要。
And he accepted him into his life as a Savior and Lord.
后来他就接受他成为他的救主，也成为他生命中的主。
Later on he told me something.
后来他告诉了。
He said that, you know, before this happened to me, I used to believe in Buddhism.
他说在这件事发生以前，我是相信佛教的。
But he said that as soon as I heard the news from the doctor, I knewThat Buddhism would not be able to provide me with the strength that I needed to get through this situation.
但是当我一听见这个肺癌的消息的时候，我就知道佛教没有办法有能力帮助我度过这个时期。
And he said to me, I found that strength that I need in Jesus Christ.
那么他告诉我说，我发现在耶稣基督里，我有这样的力量来应付它。
I knew a woman who was about 30 years old.
我认识一个妇女，她差不多是30岁。
Everything was going great in life.
在她的人生真是一帆风顺。
She had a good family.
她有一个美好的家庭。
Good husband.
好丈夫。
And then suddenly, one day, she was diagnosed with terminal stomach cancer.
但是有一天他却被诊断出来他有末期的胃癌。
And suddenly she began seeking after God.
那么后来也是这样，他就开始去寻求神。
And it was during that time of difficulty in her life that she came to see her need for Jesus and she accepted Jesus as her Savior and Lord.
就在那个时候他才发现他多么的需要耶稣，而在那个时候他就接受了主。
Shortly before she died, we saw her in the hospital.
在她
Shortly before she
在她死亡之前，我们到医院去看她。
There were tubes coming out all over her.
就是在她的全身插满了管子。
She was not able to eat for a month because the cancer had totally clogged up her stomach and intestines.
他在那之前那一个月里面完全没有吃任何食物，因为那个癌细胞已经充满他的胃和他的肠子。
She couldn't even drink water.
他甚至也不能喝水。
But as we looked at her, she was so thin and so gaunt.
他当我们看他的时候，他是骨瘦如柴。
But there was a look about her of joy and peace.
可是我们却看见他有平安。
And at that moment, her sister was sitting there with her in the room.
在那个时候，她的姐姐坐在她旁边。
And the most important thing to her at that moment, despite her situation, the most important thing to her was for us to, she said, if we could tell her sister about Jesus.
那么在那个时候，她居然跟我们讲说，希望我们能够向她姐姐传讲耶稣。
So we shared the gospel with her sister.
所以我们就向她姐姐传福音。
And then after that, she added these words.
那么之后她加了这么一句话。
With a big smile.
带着一个很大的微笑。
And she says, and Jesus will give you peace and joy in your life.
在耶稣基督里，他必定赐给你生命中的喜乐和平安。
Peace and joy in her condition?
在这样的情况里面，在他的病情当中，竟然能够讲平安和喜乐。
But that's what she had experienced with Jesus.
可是这就是他在耶稣基督所经历的。
The understanding and care of Jesus in her life.
就是耶稣基督在他生命中对他的了解以及对他的关怀。
You know, God has not promised us that things will always go smoothly.
神并没有应许我们万事如意。
But God has promised us that He will give us the strength to go through each day.
他要给我们力量度过生命中的每一天。
And finally, I know of a young man who's 19 years old.
最后我要交通一个，就是一位19岁的年轻人。
And one day he came into our church and heard the teachings from the Bible, and he heard the story about Jesus. He became very interested.
有一天他来到我们教会。当他听到耶稣的故事的时候，他就开始感到非常的有兴趣。
This young man had had a very rough past.
这个年轻人，他有一个非常坎坷的过去。
His parents had divorced at a very young age.
在他很小的时候，他的父母亲就离异了。
And as he was growing up, he lived in four different orphanages.
在他成长的过程中间，他在四个孤儿院里面度过。
And in his heart,He harbored a lot of anger and bitterness from what had happened to him.
在他的心中所蕴藏的就是愤怒和
bitterness, anger and bitterness.
还有苦毒。
And he came to see his need for Jesus.
然后他就来到主面前去找寻他的需要。
And accepted him into his life as his Savior and Lord.
然后后来他就把耶稣基督接受来他里面做他的主，做他的救主。
And now he is able to experience the love in Jesus that he never had when he was growing up.
那么现在他能够经历到他过去的成长过程中所没有经历过的。
He also can experience strength to overcome the anger and bitterness of his past.
他找到的力量能够胜过他过去的那种愤怒和苦毒。
Does God understand?
神真的了解你吗？
Yes, he does.
是的，他真的了解。
Dear friend,
亲爱的朋友们，
you need Jesus too.
你也需要耶稣。
Whether you are young or old,
无论你是年轻或是年长，
tonight you need to admit to God that you are a sinner.
今天晚上你需要向他承认你是一个罪人。
You need to be willing to turn away from the way that you have been living.
你需要转离开你原来生活的那个方式。
And choose to live the way that God wants you to live.
要选择过神所喜悦的那个生活。
You need to believe that Jesus died on the cross for your sins and that he rose from the dead.
你需要相信耶稣为了你的罪死在十字架上，并且从死里复活。
And you need to receive Jesus into your life as your Savior and as your Lord.
而你也需要接受耶稣进到你的心中，来做你的救主，来做你的主。
It's as easy as that.
啊，就是这么简单。
The only reason it is this easy is because God has already done all the work.
它之所以这么简单，那是因为神为你做成了一切。
But if your heart is sincere towards Him,
若是你的心向神是真诚的，
Jesus will come into your life.
主耶稣就要进到你的心中，
and you will become a child of God.
你就要成为神的儿女。
And tonight I want to give you an opportunity to do this.
今天晚上我要给各位一个机会来向神这样表示。
And I'd like to ask that if we could bow our heads at this time and close our eyes.
我要请大家能够低我们的头，闭上我们的眼睛。
And with our heads bowed and our eyes closed.
当我们低下头，闭上眼睛的时候，
I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus into your life.
我要给各位一个机会，能够接受耶稣进到你的生命中。
I want to give you an opportunity to receive the gift of God.
我要给大家一个机会，能够接受神要给你的礼物。
If there's anyone here tonight who's willing to say, yes, I admit that I'm a sinner.
如果今天有人在这里愿意向神承认，是的，我是一个罪人。
And I want to receive Jesus into my life to forgive my sins.
而我要接受耶稣进到我的生命里，让他来赦免我的罪。
I want him to be my Savior and Lord.
我要他成为我的救主，也成为我的主。
If that is your desire tonight, could you just indicate that by raising your hand and putting it down?
如果这是你今天心中的愿望，你可不可以举个手来向神表示一下？
Do not delay. Just indicate that by raising your hand and putting it down. Is there anyone?
不要迟延。
Yes, I saw that hand.
Is there anyone else? 感谢主，我看见了。
Is there anyone else?
还有吗？
Do not delay.
不要迟延。
God loves you.
神爱你。
He has shown you how much he loves you by the sacrifice of his only son.
他已经借着他儿子的牺牲向你显示他是何等的爱你。
Do not reject his gift.
不要拒绝他的礼物。
Is there anyone here tonight who says, yes, I want Jesus?
是不是还有今天晚上有人在这里说，是的，我要耶稣。
Is there anyone, just raise your hand and put it down.
啊，如果有的话，请把手举起来，然后放下去。
Is there anyone? Oh, okay, yes.
好，感谢主，看见了。
Is there anyone else?
还有哪一位？
Is there anyone here? Yes, I see that hand there. Do not delay. Praise God. Is there anyone else?
还有吗？还有哪一位？
Dear friends, God loves you.
亲爱的朋友们，神爱你。
And you, if you have seen a glimpse of his love for you tonight,
如果你今天晚上真的瞥见了神对你的爱，
and what he has done for you,
看见他为你所做的，
to let you know how much he loves you, how much he cares for you,
让你知道他是何等的爱你，何等的关心你。
And you want to receive Jesus.
那么你就会要接受耶稣。
Just indicate that by raising your hand and putting it down. Is there anyone else?
请你把手举起来，然后放下。还有吗？还有哪一位？
Yes, I see that hand. Praise God. Is there anyone else?
感谢主，请放下来。还有吗？
Do not delay.
还有哪一位？
I'm just going to ask one more time.
我只要再问最后一句。
Is there anyone here who recognizes that you are a sinner before a holy God?
在这里还有谁能够承认你是一个罪人？
God loves you, but he cannot sweep your sins under the rug.
但是神虽然爱你，却没有办法能够无缘无故的把你的罪把它洗掉。
And you need Jesus.
你需要耶稣
to save you from your sins.
把你从罪中救出来
so that you can be acceptable before a holy God.
你就可以在那位圣洁的神面前蒙悦纳。
And you can begin to have a loving relationship and experience the love of God in your life.
那你就可以跟神有个爱的关系，能够开始经历到神的慈爱。
Is there anyone, the last time, is there anyone who says, yes, I want Jesus?
我再最后问一次，有哪一位吗？还有哪一位？
Is there anyone else?
还有哪一位？
Let us pray.
那我们祷告。
For those of you who
who raised your hands, and perhaps there were some who wanted to accept Jesus but just did not want to raise your hands. You can pray this prayer with me in your heart.
对刚才举手的以及、啊、你愿意接受但是没有举手的你可以跟着我一起祷告
Dear Lord Jesus
亲爱的主耶稣
I admit that I am a sinner
我向你承认我是一个罪人
I want to turn from the way that I have been living
我要从我原来生活的道路上转离开
And to begin to live the way that you want me to live.
开始过一个你所要我过的生活。
Thank you for dying on the cross for my sins.
谢谢你为我的罪死在十字架上。
And for rising from the dead.
并且从死里复活。
I want to receive you into my life as my Savior and my Lord.
我要把你接近到我的生命中，做我的救主，做我的主。
Make me the kind of person that you want me to be.
使我成为你要我成为的人
In Jesus' name
奉主耶稣基督的圣名
Amen.
Amen
Dear Lord, we thank you for this time tonight
亲爱的主为今天晚上的时间我们感谢你
Lord, we thank you for your word
我们为着你的话语感谢你
Lord, we thank you for your great love for us
主啊我们为着你给我们的大爱感谢你
Lord, we do not deserve this grace that we have received
而主啊我们一点都不配得到这样的恩典
Lord, it doesn't make sense that you would love people who have no love for you.
哦，主啊，你爱那些向着你完全没有爱的人，这样的情况，实在是无法理解的。
People who have despised you, people who have rejected you.
就是那些拒绝你、轻视你的人。
But Lord, that is why your love is unfailing.
哦，主啊，正是因为你爱这样的人，所以你的爱是永不止息的。
And Lord, for those of us who know Jesus, we can just enjoy that love that you have for us.
哦，主啊，我们这些已经接受你的人，就是可以来享受你对我们的爱。
Lord, I pray for those here tonight who may not yet know you.
哦，主啊，我为今天晚上还没有认识你的人们祷告。
Lord, I pray that your word would continue, the Holy Spirit will use your word, Lord, to continue to speak in their hearts.
愿你的圣灵继续在这些朋友的心来说话。
Lord, help them to see their need, their absolute need for Jesus, for a Savior.
让他们帮助他们能够看见他们的需要，他们一个绝对的需要。
And that one day, Lord, that they, one day soon, that they might become a child of God.
所以在不久的将来他们都可以成为神的儿女
Lord, I pray for those who raised their hands or for those who wanted to accept Jesus into their life
主啊我为那些、举手的和心中愿意接受你的祷告
Lord, I pray that you would work, continue to work in their life and help them to grow, Lord, as a believer
主啊愿你继续在他们心中做工让他们成长成为你所要的人
That Lord, they would come to know you more and more
主啊，愿他们来更多的认识你。
That they would grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他们在认识我主耶稣基督的、恩典和知识上不断的增长。
Thank you, Lord, for your goodness.
主啊，为着你的良善，我们感谢你。
We give you all the praise and glory.
我们把所有一切的感谢和赞美都来归给你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.